Last name Quinn, Quinn. First name Brittany, Britni, 4/2/25, yesterday, 9/18/96. This is a 26-year-old young lady who comes in today with symptoms of left arm pain. 28-year-old young lady who comes in today with symptoms of left arm pain, chest pain, some cough, low back pain, mid-thoracic pain, arm pain, leg pain, and symptoms of fibromyalgia that's been going on for months, period. In the paragraph, the patient has a history of ADD and bipolar disorder. She takes Adderall, Vraylar, V-R-A-Y-L-A-R, and Risperidone on a regular basis. She also has depression, anxiety, migraine headaches, and seizure disorders, she says. She's never been suicidal, never been hospitalized for psychiatric issues, but she also has lots of tender points and trigger points over her back and chest, arms and legs, and she's quite concerned about, period. Family history, mom had a heart murmur, dad doesn't know, she doesn't know much about her dad. One of the family members may have had a heart attack, but she's not sure. Allergy, sulfa. Surgery. She had an MBA over 10 years ago, had foot surgery, hip surgery, and right left arm surgery. Social, her last period was 3/25/25. She's a mechanic. She's never been pregnant. She does a lot of heavy-duty work. She works for the city of Houston. She's a diesel mechanic, but she has not been doing anything heavy for the past week or two, period. Patient review of system, has never had reflux, but has had some epigastric pain in the past. Positive symptoms of fibromyalgia associated with the tender points and the pain over the back, leg, and arm, as I mentioned. This pain comes and goes, has been coming and going for months. Blood pressure has been stable, has had no nausea, no vomiting. No hematemesis, has had some dizziness off and on. She's somewhat obese, period. Allergy sulfa, I think I said that. She weighs 166 pounds, 100%, 97.9, 20, 87, 128 over 77. Heart, 28-year-old woman in no distress. Heart positive, phone positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with angina, logical non-focal. Number one, first of all, as far as the chest pain is concerned, with both left and arm pain, an EKG was totally within normal limits. Number two, lots of trigger points over her back and leg, upper back, thoracic region, lumbar region. Number three, rule out inflammatory arthritis, which is the hallmark of diagnosis for fibromyalgia. Next number, I'm going to give a Toradol 60 milligram here in the office, which made a huge difference in her pain. Next number, EKG within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram within normal limits. Next number, upper and lower extremity ultrasound within normal limits. Next number, liver shows slightly to be fatty. Next number, she needs to lose weight. Next number, exercise discussed with patient because fibromyalgia responds very well to exercise. Next number, also I gave her Flexor, which is known to help patients with fibromyalgia, but at a low dose, and she knows to watch taking Flexeril with operating heavy machinery. Next number, Celebrex, 20 milligram once or twice a day. Next number is Pepcid, 20 milligram once a day. Next number is psych medications as before. Next number is because of vertigo, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, we also looked at her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits. The liver's within normal limits, slightly fatty. Gallbladder looks good. Next number, she's had normal periods, no pelvic area abnormality was noted on the ultrasound. Next one is check blood work. Next one is check inflammatory markers. Next one is come back next week for follow-up on the current medication. Next one is diet, exercise discussed. Next one is losing weight discussed with patient as well. Thank you. And the social, put down, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. Also, thank you.